forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, November the 5th, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. I want you to get your pen and paper out today, folks, because I've got some numbers I need to give you. We've got to let our fingers do the walking here. We've got a couple of things that we need to address. First thing I want to do is give out my website, www.theamericanawakening.org. You can go in there, take a look, just click on guests, and you can see who I've got coming up during the week. I'm going to tell you right now, in case you forget, you can go onto my website and take a look. But this first hour today, I've got a number of things that we need to address, and that's why I say get your pen and paper out, because you need to write some numbers down here, folks, and you'll see why as I go through this. Second hour coming up, I have Doug Owen, who has www.blacklistednews.com. We're going to talk a little bit about the advancing police state. And speaking of police state, it's interesting, you know, as most of you know, that I've had my little debacle. I had to go down to the Phoenix Police Department several times last week to try to get my wife's car out from being held hostage. But interestingly enough, I came back from the post office this morning, and I guess that there was a couple of guys out in the parking lot here that got arrested. And what I found fascinating about that, and it's a great topic that we're going to go into today about this advancing police state, is that, you know, 15, 20 years ago, if there was a couple of guys that were running from the police, you might see two, three, maybe four cop cars and five, six, seven cops, you know, that would run them down and arrest them. Folks, there was like 25 cops and 13 or 14 cop cars out here for two guys. And these guys, you know, I walked out there and took a look at them. They looked to be in their, you know, late teens to early 20s. But I was just fascinated by the fact that, you know, when we heard about tripling the size of the BATF and giving all this additional funding to the police, I guess they really have, because, I mean, they just swarmed this parking lot. It was unbelievable. Anyway, enough about that. We'll talk a little bit more about the police state second hour. Tomorrow, I've got Joel Skousen coming up. We're going to talk about Blackwater and might even get into this Law of the Sea Treaty. Wednesday, for those of you who remember, a couple weeks ago I was going to have Lindsay McKenzie on my show and talking about country comparisons. Well, we're going to do that this Wednesday. That'll be a really, really good show. Thursday, as always, well, not as always, but this Thursday I'll have Jim Kerwin on with updates. And then Friday I'm going to have Don Wiskin up. I'm going to talk a little bit about things to make you feel better. So that's going to be a really, really good week. And I want to start this out by reminding people, today is the day, folks. Today, November 5th, Ron Paul is looking at raising $5 million today towards his campaign. And I know that he's had, I think it's 17,000 people that have pledged $100 each. Now, I've already made my donation today. And if you haven't already, folks, you need to go into www.ronpaul2008 and make your $100 donation, okay? This guy is our greatest hope for any semblance of recovering what is left of our great republic. So I want to emphasize, go into ronpaul2008.com and donate $100. We'll be back after the break, and I'll get into this news. Make sure you get your pen and paper during the break, folks. You're going to need it. I'll be right back.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I just got an email from John Statmiller's lovely wife, Sandra. And I wanted to continue with this Ron Paul thing, again, as a reminder, folks, that if you haven't already donated, go into ronpaul2008.com and make your $100 donation. I'm going to read this to you. It says, "What an incredible day to be a supporter for Ron Paul. We have already," and this says you have, "but we have already raised over $2 million so far today, putting us closer to our $12 million fourth quarter goal. This is more than any Republican has ever raised online in one day." So that's great news. "So far in 2008, the biggest day belongs to Mitt Romney. On January 8th, he raised just over $3.1 million. So we got to beat Mitt Romney, folks. It says, "Will you help us beat Mitt Romney and raise more in one day than anyone has this year? Please ensure Ron Paul's place in the record books with your most generous donation at ronpaul2008.com. Tell your friends, okay?" Now, I say $100. There's been a lot of pledges come in for $100. If you can only afford $25, that's fine. Hey, you know what? If you can afford the whole $2,300, which is the maximum that it can be contributed by an individual to a campaign, by all means, send it in. He needs $12 million by December 31st of this year. And this guy is a front runner, folks, and I don't have to go into a lot of detail about how important it is to get this guy on the ticket as the Republican candidate. And with that, I want to mention to you, I got an email this morning from one of my listeners, Lon, who was talking about his frustration with going out and trying to enlighten people. And I had occasion to venture out Saturday night to a party, of which it was some 9/11 truthers. And I spent about a half an hour at that party, and I realized early on that these people were kind of liberal Democrats. And when I touched on the subject of that false left-right paradigm, it seemed to offend some people. And there was a particular lady there that took offense. Now, the sheet that I got for the party was telling me that politics is supposed to be spoken. But when I started to talk politics and I started to try to, you know, tactfully sway people away from Dennis Kucinich, is what she was trying to instill within me. I had mentioned to her that as far as I'm concerned, Ron Paul's the only viable candidate that is going to assist us in getting our republic back. Well, with that, she told me to get out of her face and kind of insulted me. So I just made an early night of it and came home to watch videos on the internet. But so I sympathize with you, Lon. There are some people out there. They have their opinions. That's fine. You're not going to sway them. Just wipe the dust off your feet and move along. Now, on the subject of Dennis Kucinich, for those of you who have not heard, he had introduced a bill. It was a House resolution. I'm sorry, back in I believe it was April, to impeach Vice President Cheney for his pre-war lies about Iraq, for the threatening invasion of Iran. Now, he's got, I believe, 21 co-sponsors on this. And Speaker Pelosi blocked the Judiciary Committee hearings on this bill, but Representative Kucinich is going to force a floor vote tomorrow, folks, using his right of personal privilege. Kucinich's courageous act will put members of the House on record. Now, listen closely to this here, okay? Because what they're going to do, they are either going to fulfill their oath of office to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, or they're going to support a vice president whose lies about Iraq cost the lives of nearly 4,000 American, according to their records, and possibly $2.4 trillion in our tax dollars, and whose lies about Iran threatened to start World War III. So with your pen and paper out, what we need to do here is we need to call our representatives, the congressional representatives, and I want to emphasize that, okay, not the senators, and tell them that you support Kucinich's resolution to impeach Dick Cheney with House Resolution 333. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a clip here. This is Dennis Kucinich. It's about a 4-minute clip. And it's a clip of him speaking to a crowd of about 400 people about this. Now, there's some other stuff that is tossed in there as well. But he's going to talk about what is called a motion to table, and I want you to pay close attention to this. When he gets through, I'm going to reiterate it a little bit. But when you call your congressional representatives, you want to mention this motion to table, and I'm going to have him explain it to you. It's about a 4-minute clip, and part of it has to deal with some other stuff, so bear with me here. But here's a 4-minute clip of Dennis Kucinich speaking to a crowd of about 400 people here, and in there he's going to talk about this motion to table. So listen closely.
Yes. Well, she reminded me that that last week in the polls it showed that I moved into fourth place. I'm moving up little by little here. And for those of you who are into horse racing, I want you to know that I run well on a sloppy track. So help us out. Let's take a few questions before we have to run to the airport. We have a straw poll in San Mateo today that I'll be looking towards participating in. Tom over there, yes. What can we do about Blackwater? Clean it up. Blackwater represents the privatization of our military. This government is trying to privatize everything. Privatize the military, that's a form of fascism. They want to privatize Social Security. Privatize and give the money to Wall Street. Privatize the post office. They'd like to privatize water systems around the country. Privatize freeways. They're looking to privatize everything. You know why? It's like an auction. Privatization, think of privatization as an auction. any of you have been to auctions, they sell to the highest bidder. So the bidders are people who are bidding for the souls of politicians. So they give them a lot of money. And so that privatization occurred. There was one thing you know about me. Not for sale. Can't be bought, can't be bought. Can't even be rented. So Blackwater's days are limited. And what we need to do, if we're going to have peace in Iraq, we have to get all of these mercenaries and crooked contractors out of Iraq, and we have to bring our troops home from Iraq. It's time that we did it and did it now. Congress must tell the president, no more money. You don't need another vote to do that. Yes, sir. I am. I'm going to invoke a privilege of the House. The House will have to vote on the issue of impeachment. Now, let me explain how that's going to happen. I'll submit the resolution. It's 3:33 now, and ask for consideration of the bill to impeach the Vice President. What will happen is someone will stand up and say that they move to table the resolution. That's what's going to happen. So the vote on the motion to table, in effect, will be the vote on impeachment. So what I would ask you to do is to start contacting your members of Congress and tell them there's going to be a vote under a privileged motion on the floor of the House. It's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. And you want them to vote against the motion to table, which forces the Congress to debate the bill and to have to take a vote on the legislation itself. So I'll go over one more time. I'll rise to ask for passage of the bill. Someone will stand up and say they move to table, which means they basically kill the bill. We need members of Congress to vote against the motion to table. And because the motion to table is an effective vote on impeachment. So if everyone here understands that, I want you to know that I'm going to force this issue. You know, to me, think about this. Someone's running for president of the United States. It's important to know what his or her values are. Because what kind of conduct do people have a right to expect in a high position? Do they have a right to expect that their president will not, or vice president will not lie to them? That their president or vice president will not take us into war based on lies? That their president or vice president will not violate the Constitution, that they will not engage in extraordinary rendition and torture and eavesdropping. Do people have a right to expect that? Because if people have a right to expect it, then they have a right to have a vote on impeachment.
All right. So what he's saying is, now he's going to introduce this tomorrow, folks. And as he explained, he expects that there's going to be what is called a motion to table, which means basically, you know, throw it off the table. And what we want to do is we want to call our representatives, and I'm going to give you the numbers out here, and we want to tell our congressional representatives that we want them, our Congress people, to vote against the motion to table. Again, that's a vote against the motion to table. We need this impeachment resolution introduced. We need a vote that will force the impeachment of Dick Cheney. And it goes farther than that. Michael Mukasey, who is, I guess he's now the new attorney general. He refuses to say, this involves waterboarding as well, along with all of the other crimes that Dick Cheney has committed. But Michael Mukasey refuses to say that waterboarding is torture because Dick Cheney won't let him. Otherwise, he would have to prosecute Cheney and Bush's war criminals. Now, Mukasey also believes that President can ignore the FISA and the Constitution and wiretap American citizens without a warrant, which makes the president a dictator. Isn't that interesting how George W. Bush has nominated Michael Mukasey then to take over for Gonzales? So that's from jumping from the frying pan into the fire. Can't even talk today. Senators Chuck Schumer and Dianne Feinstein betrayed the Constitution and embraced waterboarding and dictatorship by announcing their support for Mukasey. But Mukasey's nomination can be defeated if 40 Democrats support a filibuster, and that takes one senator to start one. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, American Awakening, and I'll give out these numbers to call your congressman. Stick with me. We got more.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com. Or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And folks, I want to remind you out here, you know, I don't like this any more than you do. And I don't, you know, say, well, it's time to let our fingers do the walking. And sometimes some people feel like that's a bother, but I want to remind everybody, we're in an info war here, and we've got some stuff going on. We've got this, Ron Paul raising $5 million. He needs $12 million by the end of the quarter. There is our great hope right there to get this constitutional republic back. That's number one. So I want you to send in 100, 200, 500, 1,000, 2,300 if you can afford to do so. And let's get this guy the funding he needs to really make his presence known through mainstream media. That's the first thing. The second thing is that Dennis Kucinich, now he's a Democrat, and I'm, you know, he's got some things going for him. He's anti-gun. I don't like that. But I'm a Ron Paul fan. I've taken the test on my website, and I would encourage you to do the same thing, www.theamericanawakening.org, September 30th, under interesting links. You can take a test to find out who your candidate is. Mine's Ron Paul, and I'm certain that 99% of yours is as well. At any rate, back to what I was talking about here. This guy has, I give him credit where credit is due. He has got the guts to step up. He's got 22 sponsors in this bill to introduce a resolution on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives on November 6th, which is tomorrow. Now, again, as he mentioned in the clip, another Congress member is going to move to kill the resolution or move to table it. The vote's going to come up on either the 6th, 7th, or 8th. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, folks. So we need for you to call your representative and vote no, and tell them to vote no on tabling that resolution. Yes, and yes on giving impeachment a chance. Now, those who vote yes to table cannot use the excuse that we don't have the vote, since others will, at that same instant, with exactly the same exertion, be voting no. Now, I want to give you out these numbers. Get your pencil and paper if you haven't already got them. This is very, very important, folks, okay, because if we could get this bill through, the impeachment proceedings will begin. We may be able to put this thing in high gear. Maybe we don't have to wait for Ron Paul. Maybe we can get this going right now. So the numbers for your Congress representatives, 800-828-0498. Again, that's 800-828-0498. 98. Another 800 number. 800-862-5530. Again, that's 862-5530. Another 800 number. 800-833-6354. Again, that's 800-833-6354. Let your fingers do the walking, folks. Call your Congress people, as John Sattler would say, Congress critters up, and tell them to vote not to on the motion to table, okay, and tell them that you want the impeachment proceedings to go forward. And also, remember, Michael Mukasey refuses to say that waterboarding is torture because Dick Cheney won't let him. The reason Dick Cheney won't let him is because if he were to say it's torture, then yes, they could be tried as war criminals, and they're very careful about that. I would love to see these guys get tried as war criminals, but I'll settle for impeachment. How about you? Okay, now that's the first fingers do the walking that I'd like for you guys to do. The next one is regarding this H.R. 1955. Now, for those of you who listened to John's show last Thursday, he had the Paul Revere of the Airwaves, Ted Pike, up on his show, who was talking about this H.R. 1955. And this basically is a slam. Folks, and I cannot emphasize this enough. If this bill gets through, if it gets through the Senate, and it's S-1959 in the Senate, if it gets through, George Bush is just foaming at the mouth to sign this bill. This is the beginning of the end of Patriot Radio. I can't put it any more plain than that. It's the beginning of the end for Patriot Radio. These journalists that you read on Rents.com and Prison Planet, you know, the great, you know, Steve Watsons and Jim Kerwins, I mean, DB Kids, all these people that are writing that, they will be silenced. We cannot let that happen. We cannot let that happen. I was so impressed with Ted Pike. You know, I had brought this, the H.R. 1955 bill up, and I'd gone into some detail in it with a couple of different people at different times. But Ted sent me, he emailed me an article the other day, and I want to read this because he brought up a couple of points that I did not bring out on my show. And I want to go through this with you. See if I get enough time before the break. Cut a couple of minutes, so I'm going to start this. As we know, the House of Representatives passed H.R. 1955 on October 24th, approving the creation of the Federal Commission to Study Prevention of, quote, homegrown terrorism. Now, the bill says this threat leading to acts of violence against the U.S. government and its citizen pervades the Internet. And I want to emphasize, it pervades the Internet and streams its propaganda incessantly to Americans. This bill will supposedly prevent Americans from being enticed by extremism and radicalized to commit bias-motivated violence. H.R. 1955 implies that the government should proactively educate the public against extremist individuals and organizations until their threat is eradicated. Now, we already see this happening, folks. They've launched this. I mean, this bill has not even been signed into law yet, but we we see this, you know, what they call education. I don't call it education. I call it mainstream propaganda. The airwaves are full of it. We've got Bill O'Reilly and Bill Maher and Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh. All of these people are trying to equate us as terrorists, and all we're doing is trying to bring back our constitutional republic and educate people about this document that our forefathers brought into existence. We'll be back after the break. I'll get it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
All right, I'm back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. This is, I'm in an article, In Search, it's called In Search of Homegrown Terrorists. And as I mentioned to you, this is by Reverend Ted Pike, and I caught him on John's show last Thursday. What decided to make me go through this is, or, you know, to read it to you, is that Ted was so eloquent in bringing out a couple of points that are penned in this article that I wanted to share it with you guys, my listeners. But before I get back into this, you got your pen and paper handy, folks. Again, this is an InfoWar. These numbers are for the senators. We need to call our senators and tell them to vote no on S-1959. Those numbers are 800-828-0498, 800 614-2803, and also 877-851-6437. We have to make it known to these people that they must vote no on this bill, because if we do not, and folks, if you're anything like me, I'm addicted to RBN, okay? I'm a junkie, and I know a lot of you are out there too. I get emails from my listeners all the time that, you know, if RBN goes off for a day and somebody's messing with us technically or whatever, it's like I'm missing my fix for the day. I'm one of those people. Okay? If you shut down RBN, you shut me down because I'm walking around dizzy, banging my head into the wall. I don't know what to do with myself. At any rate, let me continue with this because there's a couple of high points that I want to bring out in here. It says that H.R. 1955 includes, as homegrown terrorists, foreign conspirators who primarily live and operate in the United States, yet they are not its main concern. On the surface, this bill opposes radical... On the surface, now I want to emphasize that. On the surface, and you know what that reminds me of, folks? Reminds me of the hate crimes legislation. On the surface, it looks like they're protecting homosexuals. Well, on the surface, this bill opposes radicalization of Muslims living in America, probably from terrorist websites originating in the Mideast. But there is little evidence that many American Muslims are dangerously influenced by such propaganda. Okay, so what's the real target of this thought control bill? Hundreds of thousands of Americans are daily influenced to think critically about Zionist control and influence by a number of internet radio networks, including Genesis and Republic. That's us. Republic. H.R. 1955 is an attempt to silence burgeoning anti-Zionist talk radio, which streams worldwide in ever-increasing competition to Jewish media. Now, who radicalizes America? As Reverend Ted Pike says, he wanted to learn more about the, quote, serious national problem, unquote, which prompted action from all but six House members and preoccupies Senate hearings. I called the FBI to ask their definition of a homegrown terrorist. Now, this is where it gets really interesting, folks. He called the FBI to ask for a definition of a homegrown terrorist. FBI's authority on domestic terrorism in the Portland, Oregon office said that she was unfamiliar with the term. She thought about it a moment and suggested the Oklahoma City bombers and also eco-terrorists who sabotage logging operations and commercial developments in wilderness areas. She could think of no other examples. Why not call your House member and ask, she suggested. Maybe Congress was given information the rest of us don't have. Now think about this for a minute here. Here's a spokesperson at the FBI. Maybe Congress was given information that the rest of us, including the FBI, do not have. How broad-based is that, folks? Do you see the seriousness of this? And this is why I emphasize, if ever your fingers were going to do the walking, now is the time to do it. We have to kill this bill. Besides that, I'll be out of a job. But that's not the main thing. That's not the most important thing. The most important thing, folks, is to keep this information flowing, to keep RBN on the airwaves. All right, let me continue with this. I called my congressman, Earl Blumenauer, a Democrat from Oregon. His staffer cited six immigrants of Yugoslav and Mideast origin who conspired to blow up Fort Dix in Texas, and also Muslims in England, such as the Arab doctors who tried to bomb the Glasgow airport last summer. Well, these aren't homegrown, I objected. They were immigrants living in the countries they attempted to sabotage. Blumenauer's staffer couldn't think of any terrorists who were truly homegrown in the United States. He said, however, that Representative Blumenauer voted for the bill so that those who might incite bias-motivated violence and sabotage could be studied and prevented from influencing others. Now, Gonzalez and Mueller defy homegrown or identify homegrown terrorists. And Ted Pike goes on to say, the closest I came to an accurate description of bona fide homegrown terrorists was from former U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez and FBI Director Richard Mueller. Last year, Gonzalez said seven black Muslim jihadists, five of whom were American-born, plotted to blow up the Sears Tower in Chicago and were homegrown terrorists. Yet Gonzalez also admitted these seven were only aspirational, in other words, wannabe terrorists. They had no ties to Al-Qaeda. Five were of Haitian descent, born in the United States, while two had immigrated from Haiti. The group members were poor and mostly unemployed. They frequently sat in a warehouse secretly rented for them by the FBI to smoke marijuana and ostensibly plan their sequel to 9/11. For most of the year, two FBI informants penetrated the group, posing as Al-Qaeda contacts, and supplied them with money, cars, surveillance cameras, boots, etc., in hope of being led to other terrorist groups. That hope was not realized. Legal defense of these indigents said they had no explosives. They merely played along with conspiratorial talk stimulated by the FBI in order to keep receiving money and benefits from what they thought was an Al-Qaeda gravy train. On the day these terrorists were arrested, FBI Director Mueller gave an ominous speech about, quote, the threat of homegrown terrorists, unquote. He said such individuals are radicalized by propaganda from extremist websites. Mueller frequently speaks at Anti-Defamation League conferences. He praises ADL. ADL, that pops up again. And accepts on face value their definitions and statistics. He said there are between 5,000 and 6,000 extremist websites on the Internet encouraging extremists to initiate their own radicalization and to cultivate relationships with other like-minded persons. Both H.R. 1955 and Mueller frequently use the word extremist with no attempt to describe what it means. Now, in contrast, the ADL has been very specific about who radicalizes the right. About who radicalizes the unwary. I'm sorry about that. This Jewish organization says believers who evangelize Jews and anti-Zionists of the right are predominant extremists that America must watch. The ADL claims that religious exclusivity and the call for Jews to repent and put faith in Christ as an anti-Semitic threat to the soul of the Jewish people. Of course, ADL is behind this legislative solution in search of a problem. H.R. 1955 lays on the table of federal and national discussion a new catchphrase of hate crimes ideology. Right now, no one knows exactly who is a homegrown terrorist. That won't last long. The ADL strategy is to create new terms and definitions that wreak havoc with Christian civilization. Like all state and federal hate bills, H.R. 1955 contains generous invitation for non-governmental experts on terrorism and bias crime to dominate this new federal commission within Chertoff's Department of Homeland Security. A few years from now, ADL and Jewish media will be sure everyone knows what homegrown terrorism means. This bill starts with anti-Zionist talk radio, but soon the names of prominent evangelicals and organizations such as Jews for Jesus and the Southern Baptist Convention will be added. This is because aggressive Christian-Jewish proselytizers strike terror in a Jewish community already reeling from massive loss of the next generation to intermarriage and assimilation. Already, ADL's Department of Global Anti-Semitism in the Jewish or the U.S. State Department says Bible-believing Christians are anti-Semite for alleging Jewish leaders had Christ killed 2,000 years ago. A terrifying accusation. Under ADL's federal hate law in Canada, that historic assertion is now a hate crime. It can be punished by a fine of at least $5,000 and prison if it's repeated. Certainly those who question the accuracy of the 6 million figure of the Holocaust will be added to the list of homegrown terrorists. Ernst Zundel was one of them, deported to Germany under the charge of being a domestic terrorist. And, you know, and I'll mention this, folks, what this is, and Ted Pike says it so eloquently, basically what it is that they're getting, it's like a camel getting their nose in the tent. Once they've got their nose in the tent, these, you know, they haven't defined what homegrown terrorism really is. Nobody really knows. Nobody can give a definitive answer, including the FBI. You've got the ADL behind this, who is also posing behind this hate crimes legislation with the, protection of the homosexuals, if you will. And they will ultimately be defining selectively what a hate crime or what a radicalization of thought crime is. This is very, very dangerous, folks. They want to shut us down. On the floor of the Senate last month, Senator Kennedy said that Americans who break a federal hate law are domestic terrorists. Would this include the 11 Christians in Philadelphia arrested as hate criminals for violating Pennsylvania's ADL hate law by witnessing to homosexuals? This legislation's potential victims include pro-lifers whose attempt to sabotage abortion in America and terrorize abortionists, nurses, and women seeking abortion. It certainly includes those who criticize the state of Israel. Ideological terrorists who weaken our trusted ally in the war on terror. Sooner rather than later, it will include pastors who instill terror in homosexuals by describing their alternate lifestyle as an abomination. Today, police must wait for physical crime before arresting, indicting, and punishing. But H.R. 1955 is quintessential thought crime legislation, meant to investigate and punish people for ideas, not actions. In Canada, internet critics of federally protected groups may be indicted for merely making statements that are likely to incite hatred or contempt. Canada's government can thus punish hate crimes before they are committed. H.R. 1955, now before the Senate, reflects the same twisted mentality. ADL wants the government to investigate, vilify, and shut down groups who have not yet committed hate crimes. Now, we can stop this, folks, but, you know, it's getting late here. But ADL working behind the scenes isn't the only one with power to influence this legislation. You and millions of patriots have even greater power. Together, we can create a storm of protest and avalanche our senators with millions of calls this week. If we do, members of the Senate, particularly Republicans, will not dare vote for it. Senator Lieberman says the Senate version, SB 1955, will be at least another week in his Homeland Security Committee. You need to call your senators immediately, folks. Tell them don't vote for SB 1959. Let the FBI keep investigating real terrorist threats. Don't make politically incorrect Americans who exercise free speech on the Internet into homegrown terrorists. And I can't emphasize enough, guys, how serious this is. Because the only bastion, really, that we have left of truth is through the Internet. It's through Patriot Radio. It's through the websites that these patriotic Americans step up to the plate and they tell the truth. Most of them do not even get paid for it. So you ask yourself, why do they do this? Now, who was it that I just read just this morning? Oh, it was Glenn Beck. Just signed, I believe, a $50 million contract. They pay these liars, these media, these mainstream media shills, these whores, they pay them immense amount of money, not just because they lie. It's because they're convincing liars. They are, in a way, an actor. Now, you know, years ago, I dabbled in acting a little bit, and the definition of acting is believability. You play a role when you act. You read a script. If you're playing a character, you look into the background of the individual character that you happen to be portraying. And the bottom line is, when you do an audition for a part in a play, or if you do an audition for a part in a movie, you're acting. And it has to be believable. It has to be believable by the producer, by the director, and so forth. That's how somebody gets a part. Now, as far as the other side is concerned, Glenn Beck must be acting very well. He must be doing a good job. His ratings must be up to the point where they can give him a $50 million contract to get on mainstream media and to vilify and to demonize 9/11 truthers and to try to tie them into homegrown terrorism. And it's the same thing with alternative media. The large majority of the information that comes out on alternative media is the truth. Now, there may be different versions and different beliefs and so forth, but the bottom line is these people, all of these people are of good mindset. They're of good heart. They do their due diligence, some more than others, okay, but they do their due diligence to try to bring the truth out, and they do it in such a way. They do it for literally next to nothing, folks. Nobody's giving us $50 million contracts to do this. We do this out of a passion and a love for our country, out of a passion and a love for our neighbors, our fellow Americans, our children, and our grandchildren. That's why we do this. We don't do this because somebody's paying us a lot of money and we live in a big house on the hill. Believe me, it's far from that, folks. But you already know that, and I might even be preaching to the choir. But the bottom line is that, yes, this is a war. It's an info war. And the only advantage that they have is they have all kinds of money to spend on mainstream propaganda. But we've got heart, we've got passion, and we've got the truth. And it is, in my mind at least, the truth always wins. I'm going to give these numbers out to you one more time, and I want you to get on the phone and start dialing. Okay, for this hate crimes, H.R. 1955 or S-1959, the numbers are 800-828-0498. 800-614-2803 and 877-851-6437. And please do, folks, and go into Ron Paul 2008, make your donation as much as you can afford, folks. Also, with the impeachment, you've got to get on the phone and call. We've got to get these people. Maybe we can take this administration down. Maybe we don't have to wait for an election. I'll be back after the break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. I've got a lot more.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
right, I'm back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Come, folks, come a little bit closer and hear what I have to say. Those are great words. And I'm not just talking about RBN. I'm talking about all the Patriot networks. I mean, you guys listen out there, and I'm a channel pusher too, okay? If I don't like a show on one network, I'll go over and listen to another one. But I do it because I know it's the truth, and I'm addicted to the truth. But just think about it for a minute. Think about what would happen if you flipped on the internet one day, okay, or if you flipped on any one of a myriad of stations back in the Midwest and you didn't hear RBN anymore because of this draconian legislation put in, that was introduced by Democrat Jane Harman out of California. Because of her and because of the lobby behind the scenes with AIPAC and the ADL, we're no longer here. And I'm like you. I get on there to try to listen, and there's nothing there anymore. There's dead silence, or maybe there's a music station on, or maybe there's a preacher somewhere in Louisiana. Who knows? But the bottom line is, we wouldn't be there. All of the networks. I'm just not talking about RBN. All of the networks would be gone. And think about the tragedy of that. Think about what would happen. What would you do? Could you turn on mainstream TV and actually sit there and listen when you know all they're spewing forth is lies? I couldn't do it. You know, for the past 20 years, they've called it the information age. And the reason that we're in the position that we're in now, folks, we're winning. We're waking people up left and right. The reason we are is because we've got Patriot Radio and we've got the internet. And we've got these dedicated journalists that are out there on these websites putting forth this valuable information that you can read, that you can ingest, and that you can share with people. All of that will be gone if this bill goes through. And it might not be as soon as George Bush signs it. You know, they're implementing this committee, and they're going to be looking into it, and they're going to be coming up there with their different definitions, with their influence and input from the ADL and AIPAC. And they're going to expand on it, and they're going to selectively enforce it. So it could be a week, it could be a month, it could be a year, maybe 18 months. But the bottom line is that all of the truth, in whatever format it's being delivered to you, all of the truth is in trouble. They want to suppress. They want to eliminate truth. They want you living in their illusion of reality. And we all know what that illusion is. That illusion is nothing more than, as Jim Kerwin would put it, the Twilight Zone. It's their illusion of reality, which is a totally controlled police state, which I'm going to go into with you with Doug Owen, my guest, in the next hour. I'm seeing it firsthand. All week, folks, I've been, dealing with this car that belongs to my wife being held hostage. And I've seen the attitude and the demeanor by which they refer to us and the fact that we have to call them Officer So-and-so, but they can call us whatever they like. There's an attitude. There's a looking down to. There's a respect that they want from you just by virtue of the fact that they wear a badge. But they don't warrant or deserve the respect. I give people respect that have earned my respect. These people haven't earned my respect, and it's getting worse by the day. Second hour, we're going to get into that. Again, I want to remind you, folks, call your Congress critters, call your senators, tell them on the congressman, the motion to table on Kucinich's bill to impeach Cheney, also H.R.S. 1959. Vote no on. Be back. My guest, Doug Owen. Stick with me. Got a lot more, folks. Talk about the enhanced police state.